for the governor vetoing the bill, a lot of people don't understand that it was restricting eminent domain for every pipeline, just not the CO2 pipeline, but for every pipeline. That would mean rural water. That would mean other pipelines that are scheduled to be put in, natural gas pipelines. And I give another example of an anhydrous pipeline that we have going across the strait that's privately owned and services us farmers. So we don't need to limit ourselves. That bill, devil in the details, but it really handcuffed us in order for our state to move forward with infrastructure.